at that time. We're talking about the 70s. Things were cynical. It was all about guys taking out. I'm talking about when Rocky came out.
It
was all about, you know, kill the bad guy and murder him and, you know, blood in the streets. And at the time, Rocky became this Burgess sort of Meredith. Like Spielbergian hero. You know, I mean, what is? Don't tell me Spielberg is any better than Rocky. Okay,
way better.
No way.
At that time,
it's
for
the
sure.
Same thing.
Duel
it's
blows
just
away,
manipulation.
Rocky. Yeah, but that's film, man. What are you talking about?
Well,
here?
That's what Rocky is.
But
film
yeah, it's
manipulation.
Poor manipulation. It's all string pulling nonsense.
Yeah, but it made like $200 million.
Yeah, and it made people in South Philly think that they could just talk all kinds of jive to anybody that wasn't from South Philly too. So fuck them.
Good for them.
No, not good for them.
Oh, I
got
like
a punch
him.
In the face.
Really?
Totally.
Wow.
Yeah, he was in the newspaper ad. You're correct. There you go. The one that Tallulah Bankhead's reading.
What ad?
Tallulah Bankhead's reading a newspaper in Lifeboat, and there's an ad for a weight loss program on the back of it. And there's a before and after shot of this guy who is Alfred Hitchcock. That's the cameo.
Oh.
And the irony is that he had just lost a whole bunch of weight.
Oh.
So he was sort of playing a joke with himself in this kind of crazy meta way. Lifeboat's wonderful. There are two lifeboats in that he did. So the one with Tallulah Bankhead's the one you want to scope.
Yeah. Well, he never ceases to please, but that's what's been striking me the last few months, watching all of his antics on TV. You know, he had this very, very engaging, dry
wit. I loved
it
when he took his pants off. That was always really
fun. He would do anything on one of those things. And it was like an art form to him. It was like, you know, 15 seconds to do what it... You know, whatever you want. You got 50. You know, wow, he had a minute.
Did you see that biopic with Anthony Hopkins as him? And who is
no.
it?
No.
I don't want to see it at all.
No
way.
Neither me.
No, it's Anthony Hopkins and who, that
him.
British woman that's in everything anymore. And she used to be good, but now that she's in everything, she's really bad because she's just got this trope stuff she does all the time.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah, the one that looks like her, but not her. Meryl Streep is American. And
the female Streep would be
ex
Helen Mirren?
John Cazale. Helen Mirren, you got it.
Yeah.
There you go, right. She's in
everything.
Anymore.
I'm so
terrible.
Sick of her. Well, it's true
too.
Of all
it's
the
awful.
Big stars. Clooney,
like, does she have an ex-husband?
Care.
She's he's awful. I
They're
just
all,
got,
you
awful.
Know, Pitt, Clooney, awful. The Pitt, lot, you know.
Clooney.
Johnny Depp is a good actor. He's
what?
The one.
What? The worst
not,
of
oh,
all.
He's worse?
Absolutely
Wait a minute. Did
awful.
You see him do
If you were
going to
say...
Did you see him do Doctor...
Doctor Who? I didn't see that.
Dr. Hunter S. Thompson?
Yeah, horrible. Really
what?
Bad. Just a fucking
jack-off. I love that movie.
Terrible.
Really?
Really bad, yeah.
I love Terry Williams. Terry Gilliam, I mean.
Terry Pratchett?
Except, you know, that sappy one that he did with Robin Williams. The sappy where Robin Williams is a hobo and he does a stupid...
King for a Day.
Kingfisher, yeah. Kingfisher.
King for a Day.
Bum ba 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 ba.
There's a king here in the studio with us tonight. Not a drag king, but a
so
K-Rob
now, are
king.
You choosing to put the label
the
in king the front?
The king of K-Rob. Maximize polyphenolic extraction.
No, you got to show where it says king. Yeah, put the label. Well, you know, they put the label on the...
Did you take the label off of yours, or have you left it on there? Kids today, they leave the labels on their baseball caps. What the
maybe
fuck's up with that?
I ripped it off.
Hey, this looks really cool. I got my pants hanging down
no,
low,
totally
on my ass, and I got a sticker on my baseball hat. Yeah.
Well, that's I must have thrown it out, because I don't even remember it.
That Nicki Minaj, I really like her stuff.
Yeah, you know. Get rid of that shit. Well, you can play in the box. That was fun. But the paper, no. I couldn't get any fun out of it.
Get rid of that shit.
No, you make me forget what I was saying.
I was trying to.
And it was incredibly brilliant.
I know.
Oh, it was
I
about double
something. Mind.
We're talking about two,
Double
you know,
Jeopardy?
No.
Double Indemnity?
Two-person, something like it.
Double Ganger?
Movie star. We're talking about movie actresses.
Double Crossing?
No, but... See, you're not even trying to actually remember what we're saying.
I'm just throwing some doubles out here.
Well,
I can't remember.
No, it's not.
Double, double, toil and trouble?
No. It was a movie star.
34. I did that one already. He didn't like it. Wasn't working for me.
Lost forever, you know?
Lost forever.
I'll remember it, you know,
tomorrow.
When I get home tomorrow. I'll call you.
There we go.
I'll call you.
You can email.
Oh, what was the other thing that
no
wanted
texting,
to remember?
No texting. I don't have voicemail.
Remember, there was something else
earlier. Let me remember
earlier.
What you wanted to remember. I lost your mind, but
that I forgot. I forgot something else earlier, though, remember?
That's right.
And
I remember
said,
what... That when you forgot something, but what was it that you wanted me to remember that you forgot that I forgot that you didn't remember?
Right. And then right after that, I said, you only find it when you stop thinking about it. So I stopped thinking about it, but now I can't even remember what the original thing was.
But you had already forgotten about it before you remembered to try and remember to forget it.
Right. I've still forgot. Well... In a way, you're right. I suppose it hasn't really changed. Things haven't changed. I'll remember.
Like your underwear. What? Michael, don't do that.
I'll remember it along with the context. That's the thing. I'll remember the context and the thing.
That double vision always gets the best of
you. Now, they were great. If you wanted top 40 hard rock.
Secretary Bird.
Well, they must have had 20 hits, 15 hits, Foreigner.
Three or four.
Red-blooded chicken.
Hot-blooded.
Hot, right.
You are.
And.
Dog. I will clear my throat now. Now, there we go. It's clear. I have had a Scientology.
I don't know.
Scientology's been done on my throat. It's very clear.
Is that so? Oh, mm-hmm. Terrible. I hate it when that happens.
I like it.
So. Keep the Scientologists away from me. Oh, by the way, how are your root
canal? Do they swallow?
How was your root canal?
After three root canals, the tooth was removed.
Wow. Well, it's way too dark. But so what was the problem initially that you went in for?
Moving right along. So I have another one coming up Monday, though.
Another one?
Yeah, a little bit more
what
intense
than
this.
What does that exactly mean? They're pulling it out by the roots in order to replace it with a new tooth?
Here's what a root canal is all about, right? So you get a cavity in your tooth that impacts into the root, and that's it. You're either going to lose the tooth, or you can get a crown. To get a crown, though, you have to have the root all excised. If there's any of that organic material in there... Uh-oh, funk, and you're going to lose the tooth and maybe your jaw.
Anyway.
So they drill down into there and pull all that organic material out.
Yes.
Well, after three of those drillings on the same tooth, well, then that was the end of the tooth.
You are now...
That's okay. I got a $1,200 refund.
Really?
Oh, I sure did.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you get what you asked
for. Because they took the tooth.
No, I have the tooth.
Well, I mean, but they took it out. You wanted it in your mouth, presumably.
And the tooth was taken out for free by a really excellent, wonderful endodontist, literally just less than a block away from here. Literally.
But
figuratively.
Did the root canal people render it useless?
The root canal person did a great job. There were problems with the work on the other end of things. That's where the refund came from.
What other end do you mean? The earlier?
The dentist end of things. So the way the process works, you go to a dentist. The dentist says, yeah, you need this shit done. Sends you the root canal person who does the root canaling, shaves the tooth down.
Orthodontist.
Back to the dentist.
No,
endodontist. Orthodontist put braces on you.
Okay.
So, not like I ever wanted to know about this
endodontist.
Stuff. Right, teeth, so.
I do want to know about it.
Endo. What does endo mean? Inside, right?
Okay.
Like extra endo.
Well, yeah. Like endomorph, mesomorph, ectomorph.
Indochina.
Endomorph is the middle. Well, no. Endomorph is the fat people. The ectomorph is skinny people. And a mesomorph is muscular people.
That's me. Look at that.
So that,
see?
Yeah. No. You would probably be at, well, maybe.
No,
I don't know.
Man.
Okay.
See me?
That's really.
I can pump
impressive.
Up the jam.
It's very impressive.
Rocky, come on. I'll take
pump
you out, motherfucker.
Jam, pump up the jam. Pump up the jam.
DJ Pussycat doesn't like tooth talk.
No, let's get back to where we were. Endo, you were saying endo.
Endocannabinoids.
No. Endo.
Yes.
Your jaw.
I just did say endocannabinoids.
And,
how dare you tell me no? I know what I said. No? Endocannabinoid root canal. Yeah. So the root canal
You sure, though?
He did a really good job. Yeah. I have crazy teeth, blah, blah, blah. Went in again. It was blah,
they
blah.
They finally took it up. So,
temporary crown, fucked up, this and that, blah, blah. Tooth never calmed down, super lots of pain. Out it comes, now it's okay. Implant to follow whenever, blah,
okay.
blah.
That was my question.
Now this one.
Yeah. No, I can't see that. It's dark. Oh, the gold one.
Yeah, that's got to go.
Oh, why?
The complications.
Cavities that got too big?
All kinds of stuff. So, but getting that out's tricky because it's got a wisdom tooth impacted up against the roots, and the roots are cracked
and
broken.
You never got your wisdom teeth out?
Well, I've had some of them out, and I had my jaw fractured having one of them out, and some nerve damage that isn't a lot of fun, but what the heck, you know?
Doesn't
found out
sound
about
like
a stem cell procedure that might be able to fix that.
Doesn't sound like a pleasant experience with dentists.
But do I look like I'm unhappy about it?
No,
not at all.
Did I claim you were unhappy?
I'm just masking all of my anger.
I'm trying to sympathize with you if you...
Oh, Michael, thank you.
There you are.
Thank you so much.
That's great because I know what it is to have medical issues.
It's not fun, is it?
It's
very
much not fun.
Oh, yeah. I know, too.
And my only solace really is knowing that absolutely every single individual in the world has medical issues from time to time.
Abortions
don't. There's no such thing. Even Jack LaLanne.
Abortions do not have medical issues.
Even Jack LaLanne. Well, abortions are not.
I've never eaten one that had a medical issue ever.
I don't view abortion as equal to a human being.
Well.
That's why I draw the line.
Well, that's what I just said.
What?
They don't have issues.
That's right. Well.
They don't have health issues.
Bully for them.
Don't bully any abortions.
But,
I didn't know you were
all
bullying
people
Michael.
Have health issues, and in fact, children tend to have more health issues than grown-ups because they're much more vulnerable if it weren't for the shots. Now, how many shots?
Particularly if there's a priest in there.
How many vaccines is a different issue that's much, much fought over.
Have you been vaccinated?
Yes. I think we had just the basics.
Smallpox.
Measles, mumps.
Chicken pox.
Yeah. Measles, mumps, smallpox, chicken pox.
Meat checks.
Scarlet fever, strep throat.
Captain Crunch.
Whooping cough.
Quinoa cookie in there.
Special K.
I think that's just about it.
Wheaties.
But I mean, it was like... It wasn't like
I got a Wheaties vaccine.
It wasn't a big deal. It was like maybe you got one shot, maybe every year or something for 4 years. It was a small number of inoculations. Nowadays,
it's just
I'm
one.
Told
you get it all in one beast.
No. Nowadays,
what do they do?
You have over 50 separate inoculations throughout the child's life. I was told this by an actual mother.
Football?
The wonderful...
Basketball?
Mother, woman, and wife of the recently departed ex... Radio
X-Day,
Valencia
X-Day.
Nose hair lint gland host's wife.
BJ Pussycat says, let's talk about sports, and I concur.
No.
Not water sports.
I want to talk about, now you have to make me repeat it.
Re-what it? You're going to re-what?
I'm saying that I was told this by none other than the very wife of the recently departed nose hair lint gland host, Dr. Pete Goldie.
Oh.
His wife told me this.
Dearly departed?
That these children
now...
When
did he die? I didn't hear about that.
Well, he departed from the station, and that's as good as we can't think of him anymore. Matter of fact, his name is erased from the history of the station. In fact, I can't even remember now what it is.
Who?
Right. No, he's on first. What? No.
I don't know who's in left.
Speaking of which, I'm sorry I wasn't able to
who was the right
engage
fielder?
John Hell in repartee on the chat line. I suppose he's not on anymore. And how about VJ?
What about VJ?
You know, what about her? Where is she? Pussycat. Where's VJ?
She's
Pussycat?
Where she is. Wherever you go, that's where you are.
The committee.
I wonder.
Here on the chat,
she's like in Kalima.
The very first thing on the chat. What does that say there, Michael? The
I
very,
can almost read that thanks to my operation.
There you
yawn.
Go.
Oh,
who
I'm sorry.
Yawn? Who said yawn?
Goldie.
Goldie yawn. Uh-huh.
You know, read them off. You know, just say VJ and we know it's Pussycat.
Okay. Here I am happening. VJ, I sent a pic of Dr. Hal. Here, there. VJ, bless you. VJ, he's dead. VJ, 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 J, 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 J.
He's dead?
J, 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 J.
Yeah, but what's he saying? We need to know the exact words.
Know what I'm saying?
These could be important.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like fail-safe.
Fail-safe.
We only have a few seconds before the bombers land.
Yes,
and we have to know what is VJ Pussycat saying.
It's the...
That's what it was!
Fiasco?
The thing I was trying to remember that I couldn't remember. I finally remembered what it was.
Oh, forget about it.
That I was trying to remember, which is the name of the woman who acts as the oracle of Apollo at Delphi Island, who straddles the mist that comes up from the crack of the earth and tells people what their fortunes
are. It's a psychedelic mist. The oracles at Delphi.
No.
There were many oracles at Delphi. It was a kind of a cult, actually, Michael, quite seriously. A Dionysian
cult. Oh, yes,
cult.
It's true.
Yeah, seriously.
But they were all women, though.
They were all women. They were selected for this.
What are they called?
They were kind of shamanesses. They were called the Oracle of
Let
Delphi.
Let me tell you one thing. I'll give you a secret. Begins
okay.
with S. And if we can remember, it's not...
Sisyphus.
No. These are the women.
Santa
like
Claus.
It would be... you could be. It would be a plural, you know, because these are the women, the young women, exclusively, I think, adolescent, perhaps. You know how they used to...
Yes, they were young women.
Women matured...
So those vapors were...
Earlier.
Were yes. psychedelic.
Yes. What they were some kind of...
Hallucinogen.
Yes, precisely.
It was a hallucinogen. It was a plant hallucinogen.
I don't know. Some
possibly
kind of
a lotus. There's some speculation.
It was like some kind of gas from deep, so I'm wondering if it's a geological
But it really
thing.
Wasn't. They were brewing the stuff up and pumping it up into there, kind of like a Wizard of Oz kind of a deal.
No.
Oh, I do, I don't know, and I
don't
do
think
know,
so.
And I do think so, and I don't
I
think so,
don't
and
think
so, those pants. Where is pants tonight anyway? Haven't seen any pants on
pants?
The chat here.
What pants? I've been wearing
I'm not
pants
wearing
all
any
night.
Pants. Film at 11.
You've been wearing pants all night.
Not when I went to the bathroom.
Don't kid yourself.
You
consider yourself a nudist. Don't kid yourself. You're covered with clothes.
I'm a salamanderist.
Get used to it,
I'm not
Mac.
A nudist. I am a salamanderist,
You'll
Michael.
You'll never be a
not
nudist.
Not a nudist. Leave those newts alone.
You don't have the cockles
more
to be
of these
a
amphibian, more amphibian talk. You know, early it was toads with Dr. Hal.
Yeah.
Now it's newts and...
And you not telling me what a fistula is.
A fistula is the summer of glove. A fistula
no.
is what you put in your
I know
anus
what a fistula is.
When you want to feel
no.
bad.
Okay. A fistula is also a kind of cyst.
It's a big hole.
That,
here you
exists,
go. Now you know.
That you can get in the brain.
You can get them anywhere. You get a fistula right there on your knuckle. You get a fistula in the crack of your dawn. You get a fistula.
Well, it's a blood thing, though, isn't it? It's like a blood.
Why I want a fistula?
It clogs up.
To the
or
fistula,
something.
Alice, to the fistula.
It's not a good thing.
It hollows out. It's an emptiness.
But I don't know. But see, then you say, well, what is the disambiguation then of fistula and aneurysm or tumor?
Happy aneurysm. It's your 17th aneurysm, isn't
See,
it?
See, that's the kind of thing that Wiki can aneurysm. Do. They disambiguate. They'll say, okay, this is what a tumor is, but, it, you know, this is what an aneurysm. I think an aneurysm has to be a brain thing, whereas a clot, you know, could be anywhere. An aneurysm is an actual blockage of blood in the brain.
Speaking of clots, there's a bloody booger on the wall of the bathroom.
That would be mucus. That would be Dr. Schlesinger's bodily fluid number 17, mucus, yes. I told you about him.
It was actually Albert Schweitzer.
I was trying to remember that because another guy's name I can't remember. I'm sorry. No,
he's hitting me again, K. Rob. He hit me on the hand.
This guy is so sensitive
to
abuse.
He hit me on the arm, he hit me on the hand,
he
hit me on the leg.
Come down.
I'm calling 911.
Because somebody touched him.
Yep. I'm calling
the
FBI.
It's one of those, maybe he's like a LaRouche.
I learned my lesson. Black.
Are you from LaRouche? Like, anyway.
Bob Black. You know, I'm going to call. Where are the narcs when you need them? Two by two.
No, the guy's name that wrote the book that I've been talking about forever, that many weeks over and over without saying who the author was,
Sam Fistula,
is Christensen, and he's German.
Hans Christian Andersen?
The book is Smut, and it details the 27 body fluids.
27?
Yes, sir. And you count them up yourself. No. I'm not here to necessarily disgust your mind with lots of disgusting, slimy things. I know how sensitive you are.
Only when I get hit. I don't mind the words.
Well, I've been
Sticks
accused
and stones,
of that.
Michael.
I've been accused
Sticks
of...
Sticks and stones being, and hitting me.
I've been accused of being...
Words don't hurt.
Being poopy-minded, being anal or divesting into these areas.
Earlier tonight, I can't remember the insult that you flung
not
in
tonight,
my direction.
Not tonight. It was a different night. In fact, I don't think you were there because John Law was there. And if you weren't there when John Law was there,
no, I wasn't sitting right over there, and he was sitting here, and you were sitting here. No, I wasn't. That's right. Or wait, no, I was on the left. You were on the right.
No, but were you here where John Law was here or not?
No, I was here when Sebastian Melmoth was here.
All right. Thank you. That was the night that I was chided by you.
I did chide you.
And Mr. Melmoth.
All night long we were chided.
For being, you know, bringing up...
Rude and abusive.
Poo and, you know, poop and diarrhea, whatever,
what?
Anal...
I would never chide you for that.
...fluids or something.
I would never chide you for that.
My guy was my problem. But this is a fascinating topic.
It's a fascist topic.
It makes your life go.
Fascist fistulating.
All right, how about this? If you don't want to run through the 27 body fluids,
okay,
how about this?
I have to run through them? Oh, my God. How am I going to need a shower after that?
Oh, listen, you gave me
it just hit me again.
I know. It's going to knock
BJ Pussycat, help.
It's going to knock his shoulder
out. You got a phone there, Pussycat? Call 911. Mission District.
Is it disjointed? Yeah.
Adult Protective Services,
it's disjointed.
Help.
Yeah, where is that?
He's hitting me in the disjointed shoulder.
Did we disjoint that?
Look at it. Look, here we go. You ready? Here we go. We're going to put it back in the socket right now. Look at that.
No.
Look, K-Rod, can you see? It is.
Okay, watch.
My
K-Rod,
shoulder.
Here it goes.
It literally is out
and
of the
here
socket.
Here I'll go. And it makes it.
See.
I can see it.
BJ, can you see that? I'm not flailing. He is.
I can see it. Now I'm trying not to.
BJ Pussycat said, stop flailing, Michael.
I thought we had one.
One what?
It was about a
it
half.
It went over that way.
It was not a roach.
I don't
it
have any of them. I hand them to you
joint.
Guys.
It was a chunk.
It's on you. You probably dropped it on the floor again.
Torch, please. Look at this graveyard.
The graveyard where elephants go to smoke joints. Kneecaps and shoulder blades.
Yeah,
and.
Come on, eh?
Did that end up over there? Michael's having
no, but it's
distress.
Some lovely food, though.
Oh, good. Lovely food.
Give me some. Give me.
There it is. Hey, hands. Keep off my wombat. Oh, my God. His inner child has just come out.
I know. I'm doing a primal scream. It's a primal anal scream. Well, that's the first level of development. Is in the Freudian terms.
He opened
terms.
His fistula
the
and
anal,
let out a mouthful.
You're anal when you're two, and you finally, you're like one or two. No, you, yeah, one or two. And
does
you learn to control
teeth?
Your poop.
Does
and
your
you learn to
teeth?
Gain power by manipulating when you poo and when you don't and where you poo and like that. It's your first power thing.
I only want to throw mine out the window in small crawl spaces where then I have to, out of embarrassment, climb out of said window, get stuck, and have someone have to dial 999 because you don't dial 911 in the UK to get a cop or help. You dial 999.
What the hell
you know
is
that?
What is that?
The emergency call number in the UK is 999.
Oh, great.
Remember the band 999?
So you're going to get London operator. Oh, I'm gonna, you're going to be able to be a
DJ,
big help.
Dial 999. This guy is hitting me.
London,
he's abusing
London.
Me. We're going to have some bobbies come in here and take him out.
You know, the English,
pink
they,
boys.
They have to be different.
The bobbies will come and get Michael.
Where's my leash hair?
Those pink boys. Do I like gerbils? I don't like gerbils.
Do you have a lighter?
But I was once
there?
Interviewed by Jerry Pinacoli, and that's quite actually the honest truth VJ Pussycat.
What
isn't
is
that
this?
Funny?
Nothing.
Look up Jerry Pinacoli, or just put Jerry Pinacoli gerbils into your search engine.
Those are
well,
so
we're here
good.
Online with you.
Those are to die for.
So he was interviewing me once about acid house music.
Do you have a lighter?
And trying to pin me down with certain drug connections. And I said, well, you know, people say an awful lot of things that aren't true about other people, don't they, Jerry? And, oh, he turned beet red like a gerbil was
really?
Trying
Jerry
to claw
Garcia?
Its way out of his bung. Holy olio.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
How long was he a heroin addict?
Jerry Pinacoli? I'm not sure.
No, Garcia.
Jerry Garcia. Oh, for about 2 feet.
No.
You asked how long?
What, you know?
A couple of feet.
Yeah. Do you have a stronger torch or flashlight? Like the one that really is bright?
I do. I have this one right here. It's as bright as it gets. Now you're looking for a lighter. Oh, man. This is, I can't ask. How much more of this can I take, VJ? I don't know. I just, this is really, I can't, I don't know. This is, I can't, I don't know.
There's something
what
right
the heck.
There.
There's something here, and there's something
what
there.
What was the other movie I wanted
there.
To see?
There's stuff all over the place here, but not the stuff that he wants. And I just think, how can I deal with this? It's not, I'm losing it. VJ, help, please. I'm all alone here, and it's he's physically abusing me, mentally abusing me, and I just, it's just not fair. It's not fair. I'm going to cry. True confession.
I think you need a social service agency.
I need a social service agency, not a socio.
You know, a battered man's. Can you go to a battered man's?
I'm going to go to a
shelter.
A battered.
You know, what about men that get battered by their, you know, lovers of either sex? Where
right.
do they go? Nowhere. Where can they go?
Heaven.
There's no such thing as a battered man's.
They go to
shelter.
Heaven.
The
committee. Battered men syndrome? Sure there is. These guys kill their wives, and then they claim that's what was going on. That's
they
why they had to
be.
Do it. They should be killed?
No, there should be a battered men's program.
Men should be battered. And that's that's what you're saying.
They
you keep hitting me,
no.
so that seems to be, you know.
Oh, well, yes. Well, that's my macho John Wayne.
You're one of the most macho dudes I've ever met. You are just oozing machismo.
I'm bristling with testosterone, I know.
It's oozing out of every pore, gland, and by the way, the 27 fluids, you wanted to run me to run through them.
Yes.
I'm going to have to put a raincoat on first before I run through
them. Do you
want to
go through them together?
K-Rob is here.
K-Rob?
Like Richard Gere, yes. DJ Pussycat said that.
All we have to do... Before then, is
Jerry.
Find one lighter. It doesn't have to be
Are you trying to tell us something here, K-Rob, playing this? You're driving me mad stuff? Okay, I get it. I'm picking up the clue.
What about
the
you, even though you have no...
I get it. I hear you.
There it is!
Jesus fucking goodness, God-awful Christ. He found the lighter.
There
it was in his
I
pocket the entire time.
Crisis
one of these guys that puts his glasses, sunglasses up on his head and then goes looking everywhere for them. Couldn't remember my name 2 weeks ago. 3-4 weeks ago, whenever it was. Couldn't remember even the Oracle of Delphi. I mean, what the heck's going
on
here?
I know.
Sheila
McGig.
You
know what? I bet if I...
I do. I've seen his name on light bulbs.
If I went to the bathroom or something, I bet I could remember.
We wouldn't even remember that you ever existed.
As soon as I started peeing. You know, it's a great release of, you relax.
Endorphins.
Speaking of which, okay, here we go.
Again, I get smacked, I get hit, I get punched, I get...
One.
What the heck? There's this urgency to touch me.
Blood. Two.
Touch me.
Saliva.
I want to feel your body.
Three.
Samantha Fox.
Urine.
You're in my heart forever,
four,
Michael.
Dandruff.
Dandruff is
five,
a fluid.
Five. Mucus.
Oh, it's a slow-moving
six,
fluid, like a like
phlegm,
glass, right?
Phlegm from the nasal passages. That's six. Let's see. Gastric stomach acids is seven.
I can't run through those unless you cut your belly open and pour some on the ground here.
Well, diarrhea is liquid. So
it's
that,
also sometimes verbal.
So poo, that's eight.
Tonight there's been a lot of diarrhea verbally here.
That's very true. Well, this is the show for that, if there ever was one.
Oh, no, this is the show for this, not
well,
that.
Well, this and the Puzzling Evidence show.
No, this is not that. That is this.
Oh, tears. Earwax,
like,
is 10.
That's not a liquid, that's a solid.
No, it is not.
It's a fucking solid. Here, watch. Look.
It's an excrescence.
Feel that?
Okay, let me tell you.
There's some earwax.
Let me tell you something.
Very solid.
It doesn't have to be.
Open your mouth. Here you go. Try and chew it. See that? It's just like gum, isn't it?
It
solid.
Is an excrescence of the human body, and that's it's an exudation from the human body, and that's what we're talking about. Okay.
Okay.
I included dandruff, which
you
is also
liquids.
That way. Too. Okay.
So, you said fluids.
Well,
you said bodily fluids.
Started. Well, I know, okay. Actually, that's you're trying. You're right.
I'm correct. I'm not right.
And that's. Well,
well
let's say,
you're right, but I'm not right.
He presented it as. Well, in any case, yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, I'm right.
No, I'm Jet.
I'm wrong.
And you.
It is body exudation, so. Because they're dry or wet, as it were. But we were up to 10. We didn't want to lose our place.
Maybe
BJ there
Pussycat aren't 20 said.
Maybe
BJ Pussycat wants to know what is this band.
Oh, my God. You that, really are young, child. C-H-I-L-E.
Sweet child.
Nobody, I know. But we still love it because we went through it the first time and we've never forgotten it. You know, this whole culture has never forgotten the Beatles. It's almost pathetic.
It's awful. I forgot them a long
but
time
the whole,
ago.
Yeah, I know, but
you
every,
won't let me forget
but it's
them.
Not
like
just
them
the Beatles.
So I hate them.
It's every single group from the 60s
the
and the 70s and the 80s, for that matter.
Pink Floyd did some
and
good
every
stuff. I like
movie,
the Moore soundtrack. That's
and every
good. What do you think, K-Rob? Moore?
Show.
That's a good one, yeah. More,
and
more, 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 more.
Every video.
More. How do you like it, Michael?
So
do you like
everything
more,
goes
more,
on
more,
and
more.
On.
I like it a lot.
Even though new things are invented, all the old things go on and on forever, no matter what.
You're calling me old? I've been going on all night here, and now you call me old.
I'm just.
He's getting upset. He's getting upset.
I'm trying to get my meaning across through the delivery of what I'm saying, as opposed to something I would have to explain verbally.
I read your mind loud and clear.
The whole idea of repetition.
Say, the law of repetition.
Sudden pain.
The law of
the
repetition.
The miseries of modern
law
life.
Repetition. Law of repetition. Law. Repetition of law.
Right.
Law. John Law.
John Cage had it right. Well, no. John Cage had it right.
Law. John Law.
It's all random.
The committee.
And then
John Hill.
You have a tape piece and you have silence for about 15 seconds and suddenly, wham!
Ow! Oh, boy.
Hit him
okay.
With some huge electronic ears. Sound.
DJ Pussycat says, I dig that loungy verse.
Yeah, that's the modern world for you, says Cage under his breath.
Piled up in the
the Lounge Lizards version. Have you ever heard the Lounge Lizards version?
I love the Lounge Lizards. I saw several of their shows live.
Ooh.
They were the best band, the two brothers, the Lurie brothers.
Ooh, they were Lurie brothers.
They were so cool.
Because
it was all. You know, it was off jazz. It was avant-garde jazz mixed with this
John Jim Jarmusch
swanky,
kind
punky
of images
thing.
And,
yeah,
Faruka Balza, and I just all that.
Well, really, stuff. You know what? There were a lot of
Faruka Balsack or
Slavic Americans, I guess you would say, second generation, like Lurie, very Slavic looking, or Italian looking, or Russian, or Greek, or all the Greek restaurants. It's almost a Mediterranean, but it's all mixed in with the art world and
everything in
the Lower East Side and the
Enoch
Soho.
Light Orchestra. Yes, that was the Enoch Light Orchestra.
Glenn Branca of the Theoretical Girls and the Guitar Armies, you know, claimed that there was a rivalry, which was completely between his Soho scene, which was the loser, and the Lower East Side scene, which won and produced all of your John Zorn's and
Anton Fear,
the No New Wave,
Liquid.
Teenage Jesus and the Jerks, Contortions, etc.
Little Orphans Running
all
Through the Bloody
stuff.
Snow.
Or whatever. You know, all that, well, just the New Wave
she
stuff.
She comes up to about here on me.
Who?
Little Orphans Running Through the Bloody Snow.
What is that?
Lydia
is that a
Lunch.
Band?
Teenage Jesus and the Jerks. Where you been all this
eight-eyed
time?
Eight Eyed Spy, of course.
Eight Eyed Spy also. That's a little bit later than Teenage Jesus, but okay.
Of course it was. I was there at the time, my friend.
Excuse me, so was
I. In 1978 in New York.
Yes, indeed. Me too. Where were you?
At Max's Kansas City. CBGBs.
Indeed. The Mud Club.
And, I just wasn't into her as much as I was the Contortions or DNA. They were really
the best.
Ardo Lindsay.
Yeah, also really weird, dissonant,
that's
madness,
true
crazy
industrial.
Voice.
That to me is what industrial
is. Sure. I know, I dug that stuff more than Teenage Jesus as well, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's more like Machine. But she's great for talking, so she still to this day is doing interviews all the time.
She was good buddies with someone that I was associated with at the time.
Yeah, so her and then, but Mars turned out to be a great avant art rock group.
It's a really cool planet, too.
I think Mars. Well, and the planet's not bad.
Cool now, but
the band is good.
It's nice and red. You don't like Mars? Boron has just been discovered
Mars.
On Mars. Boron. So now...
You think so?
Oh, it was. It was discovered
really?
Last week. Figured out there's boron
exciting.
Up there. And
so we can mine it.
Starting to figure out, there was life on this planet at one time.
We can mine it for a vast amount of more...
The
do
likelihood
we need
is,
boron?
Michael...
Do we need any more boron? I mean, we probably have enough boron.
So now people are talking about we want to colonize Mars. But what science is going to reveal is that we left Mars and came here because we fucked that planet up and had to come here.
Yeah.
So we did a whole greenhouse gas scenario there. We meaning humans, not the rest of Gaia. I don't know. I'm just joking now. I haven't been.
Oh, you mean
any
earlier
other time
you've
tonight.
Been totally serious.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now. I've been serious. Now I'm telling a joke and it's going over like
that's so funny.
Like a barrel over Niagara
fucking
Falls.
Actually Gaia is kind of
like
funny.
A barrel right
it
over Beaver Falls.
Gaia is a joke, no question.
Gaia.
Women just
Gaia,
need
Gaia,
to have
Gaia,
a strong
Gaia,
figure
Gaia,
to look up
Gaia,
to,
Gaia,
and they want to believe that there was once.
Yeah,
you
a woman
know,
needs a fish like
maternal,
a man needs a bicycle.
Maternal societies, matriarchal societies, and they were all destroyed by the patriarchal societies of sky gods.
The matriarchy is a myth.
The sun gods and the sky
Renata
gods.
Renata Adler, have you ever read that stuff?
The sky gods supposedly wiped out the mother gods, the fertility Harvin gods. In favor of the hunting sky gods.
Thou shalt have no other gods before you except the person you
except
see in the mirror
else.
When you brush your teeth.
Except all of the many, many, many gods that have existed before you.
You
and
shall
after.
Have... Now
there's
now,
more gods
can,
than ever.
You can quote me on this, Michael. Thou shalt have no other gods but for the one you see in the mirror when you brush your teeth. Before
well,
you...
Well...
Yes. No.
On the
maybe?
Few, the few occasions on which...
Maybe? He's camping on the joint over here after harshing you about it.
I
what
wish.
About that? See?
Where?
Where?
Do you
right
see it?
There. I'm not even smoking this thing.
Oh, Heart and Soul. I used to play. That was the first song. Oh, he shuts it off right off. That was the first song I ever learned.
You should have never started it, Caleb.
My big sister. Now you.
Pipe down.
Maintain a reverent silence.
Down. Here I go.
My big sister Diane, also known as Blep, taught me it. It was the first. Now she was ten years older than me,
Wine cellar.
She taught me this song, which is a two-person, two-hand song. One person plays the one part, the other plays the other. Heart and Soul, Hoagy Carmichael, a simplified version of Hoagy Carmichael.
Submarine Sandwich,
one of the greatest songwriters in American history. Up there with Stephen Foster, Irving Berlin, Gershwin, Cole Porter, he's up
Dr.
there.
Dr. Dre.
Dylan.
Dylan? Awful.
Dr. Dre.
Terrible.
Let's see. Dylan, that's it. That's
Luke
the most
Skywalker
recent.
From
he's
Two
the most
Live
recent
Crew.
Addition.
Luke Skywalker from Two Live Crew is a great lyricist.
He
really good
had
stuff.
Some soliloquies, didn't he?
It's just so good.
About,
really great
you
shit.
Know, just
man.
About peace, man, and just loving each other.
And booty and...
You know, booty.
Yeah,
and
all the way.
Trying to get together and listen to Pastorius, soft
Jocko
Pastorius. Bass voice.
There's a park in Philadelphia.
You know what?
Pastorius Park.
You know what you should always do, K-Rob?
Oh, wait, no, that was a Revolutionary War hero. I'm sorry.
K-Rob, every show you play, you should play mostly Miles Davis. And then your show would always be good no matter what.
You have your mandate.
No matter which album from 1946 to 1989 or whatever it is.
I think Richard Branson's island will be uninhabitable for a long time now.
Richard Branson's island?
Yeah, he owns an island out there. Got scoured by
who
Irma.
Is he, a rich guy?
Yeah,
evidently.
You know, it's
who's Richard 438th Branson?
Richest person in the world, apparently.
There it is, right.
$8 billion fortune. That's not that
But who's
much.
Richard? Who, I mean...
Virgin Records,
is he an
Virgin
actor or
Islands, Virgin...
Oh.
Virgin Mary.
An executive?
Mother of myopia.
Well, then so, there's Geffen. He probably owns what? 300 million, 500 million? No. Geffen's a billionaire. Has to be.
He's richer than Richard Branson, who's richer than...
Now, this is one of the greatest groups of all time.
But all of them are really poor in terms of the wealth that is important. That is important and important.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
The wealth of the subgenius.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, right.
They
well,
lack.
Well, no, we have slack.
Slack.
It's different
exactly.
from wealth, even
they
though
lack slack.
Wealth actually does buy the most slack, but
yeah,
we won't.
There is
know.
A heaven, and you can buy your way into it. However,
yes,
though,
no
there are other ways as well, chemically and other
yes.
ways to find heaven.
Some would call them resorts
in heaven,
or
everything is
default
fine.
Choices.
You've got your brown acid.
I'd rather be a billionaire, frankly. But did you know, yeah, I mean, first of all, the number of millionaires in America is gigantic now. The number of billionaires is increasing all the time.
Yeah. Billions and 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 billions.
And I get less and less.
You did watch that Donald Trump video that I sent you. Billions and 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 billions. Have you seen this one, K-Rob? Someone has put together... cuts of him saying billions. Each one is its own bit, so they're not repeating any at all, and there's about 400 of them crammed into about 2 minutes, and they're punctuated really well. Really, it's a good deal, isn't it, Michael? You like that one? There's another one. China, 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 China. Let me talk about China, 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 China. His obsessions he wears so clearly. So that's that semiotic... What did I tell you? Semiotic echo.
It was called a. It should be called a.
Echo geo gamba gamba hey hey.
A recuperation. Yes, if you were a real situation. Now, do you really don't want any of this?
How many times do you want to ask me?
Hard for me to believe. You don't like being stoned.
I am stoned. I am.
On
you are human.
Else.
Yeah, I am not, stoned. Get
not,
it? See how that works?
You may be stoned.
Human stoned. Human
but
stoned.
You're not
right?
Stoned on.
Everybody must get stoned. I am stoned. I don't have to get stoned.
But not
you get stoned.
Frop.
You won't be stoned when you come down. I will still be stoned. You
really?
Won't be when you aren't anymore. So there.
Well, they're
so there.
You when you're
so there.
To make
yes,
a
Branson bug. And his buddies rode out Irma in a wine cellar. Meanwhile, Alex Wolfall was in a stairwell in Antigua, and I am wondering how he came out. If you could check VJ Pussycat, the name is spelled A-L-E-X-W-O-O-L-F-A-L-L. He was in a stairwell tweeting right up until he said, it's terrifying, the building is being slammed.
Is that the guy that died in the hospital stairwell?
We don't know if he died, and it was a hotel stairwell.
Well, it was a hospital.
Well, not in this instance.
Oh,
he was
you're not
on
talking
Antigua.
About the recent San Francisco General thing.
Oh, that's terrible, isn't it? That was a woman.
Right.
Who died in the stairwell.
Yeah.
VJ Pussycat says, I'm baked.
So am
that's
I, baby.
That's Namigon.
So am I.
Namigon.
He said, as he took a hit, she is so baked. You know, we're baked together in a way, cybernetically. You know, we're cyber-baked.
Baked together in an apple pie.
We're
you
like
and
in
I
one big
the
oven.
Acid why? One
listen
big
to the
oven.
Music of ABBA and no, don't play it.
One big oven filmed
no,
by Lenny Riefenstahl.
No, because you did that once. Just because you know I hate
Triumph
you.
Of the Ovens by Lenny Riefenstahl. Lenny
now,
Bruce was named after Lenny. Did you know Lenny Bruce was named after Lenny Riefenstahl?
No way.
Totally. All
no
the way.
Way.
You know I don't lie, Michael. You know I don't lie,
why
and I'm always right.
Why would an American Jewish mother and father name their child after a Nazi propagandist?
That's the crazy thing about it, right?
Is that what they did? Seriously?
That's just fucking... I mean, look what it did to him. To have to bear that, it just drove him crazy. And then he produced all that crazy, crazy material. And then what happened to him in the end? I mean, the same thing that happens to everybody. Stark is
yeah.
removal. But how did that go down for
drove
him?
Drove him nuts, yeah.
It just drove
well,
him
he was the first
the
guy to really start making jokes about Nazis in World War II and doing really digging in, you know.
Hello, Mata.
You couldn't talk
hello,
about
Fata.
That
shit. Come and join
however,
the Nazi party.
Wasn't it drugs, though, that did him in?
I don't know. I didn't sell them to him. Did you?
65. Well, everyone says that. I don't know. All these people.
He was smoking some of that tea. That tea. Hey, man.
You gotta mess with these chemicals. You really should be a chemist.
Here.
Whoops.
Well, I am a chemist, Michael.
Well,
pleased
yeah,
to meet you.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, a user should have to... You gotta use these things scientifically.
Do you recall, I made the drug... that K-Rob took, that he creates all this
he creates
reality,
human
right?
Life. Yeah.
Well, it was the drug that I manufactured that he took that gave him the ability to do all
really?
That.
Really? Oh.
And so this is
that.
Why we exist. There's a
there's a
feedback loop occurring here.
Yeah, but you're
I created
like,
the drug, K-Rob took it, he created reality. I created the drug, he took it, I created reality, and I created the drug, no doubt. And here you are, and,
yeah.
and here I am, and we are all together.
Sharing
see
it.
See how they fly like pigs
John
from the
Paul
sky,
Ringo
see
said.
How they cry.
That's
they
right.
took the brown acid, and I don't
and
know why.
I don't know, and it's a dream.
I don't care. Do you care?
What is it called? You know I know, and it's a dream. You know I know, and it's a dream. And they
all
just,
the leaves are brown.
When anyone says that,
and
that's
so
what you have
is
to
the
say.
Acid.
When everyone says,
California
you know, I know,
nightmare.
You say, and it's a dream.
And it's a dream.
Always
all that
do
we
that.
Seem and see
always do what Michael
is
Pepe
but a dream
tells you.
Within a dream. Obey.
If he ever says
obey,
anything.
Obey, acquiesce.
Rarely. I thought this was
behave,
King Crimson
behave,
or something.
Behave. What's
what
his last name? His last name.
Isn't it?
Is.
Oh, it is. Okay.
His.
Oh, no, you're just playing the same song again. Okay.
Oh, man.
I like the heavy stuff. Man. I'm into the boring shit.
DJ's playing the same song twice in one night.
Oh, man.
Why do we come in
that
here?
That is so uncool, man.
These guys, they play the
same thing all the time. Like minimalist Robert Fripp.
There's only one of these guys here tonight. Where's that other guy that's usually
here? You know what?
What's
Okay, just for that.
Puddling something or another.
Since you're playing this bad song over and over, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to punish you with this. I met Robert Fripp.
I like punishment.
Twice.
I think the Folsom Street Fair is this weekend, Michael.
Oh,
you want
some
punishment?
You're not impressed with that. I met fucking Robert fucking Fripp.
You met me, too.
Himself.
Why would you be more impressed about that?
Much more. He is
Frippertronic?
The best. You are, as Seinfeld says, you are much, much worse.
Well,
I've
been putting... And he just smacked me again. He drove his elbow into my fingers.
Says, no, Costanza says to Jerry...
VJ Pussycat, if you're still listening, just call right now.
Yeah, it's no, only, we're going to do Seinfeld.
He's got a chain here, and I don't know what's going to happen next.
Costanza says to Seinfeld, we should get 13,000. And Seinfeld is like, oh, no, we got a good price. Never mind. And Costanza is like, hey, what about Ted Danson? Ted Danson.
You should be dancing,
I'm as good as Ted Danson. And Seinfeld turns to him and says, you are much, much worse.
All of these people are terrible. The worst acting, the worst writing.
Worse than Ted Danson.
Awful.
Well, no, you're talking about
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld
is awful.
No.
Absolutely
the funniest
terrible.
Show ever. not ever.
God. Are you serious? I mean, really? Just don't get serious on me now tonight. I mean, seriously here.
I'm dead serious.
Don't be serious. Seriously.
Well, I'm not.
Serious.
I'm trying not to be too serious, and I'm not really too serious as a mood. No.
As a mood.
But what happened? Did I lose it again?
You've been losing it all night long, Michael.
Or did we smoke it?
I'm not smoking. Film
okay,
at 11.
Rob, did we smoke it again? Did it die with you?
This is incredible. Can you believe it? What the hell's going on in here? He's looking all around.
Maybe this was it.
Look, there's a pen on the floor, Michael. You could smoke that. Look, here's a big one here. Doesn't look too tight. You could probably fit it in there. You could probably get that thing in there that you try to...
Here's something.
Oh, Jesus, Christmas. What? Holy fuck.
What?
I got sputum on me. What'd you do?
What happened?
Oh, God, all fucking mighty. Help.
Did something puke on you?
A peppy. I got peppy puke on me. Yeah, exactly. You were talking projectile vomiting earlier, and that's the threat.
What are you, nuts? This guy is like totally
I am crazy.
Obsessive compulsive. Are you like this, like camping? Do you want to
go camping?
Like, if you go into the bathroom, do you have to sterilize the toilet seat?
That's why I have that ultraviolet light. If I go in there and I see, I'm right back out again. No way.
You check to see spermatozoa, biptosporidium,
cyclosporidium,
and all kind of,
cyclotronics and psychotronics.
I can't find it. Here's a thing that was
silly
probably
sonics and supersonics and Seattle solicynics and cynicism and solicistipicism. Oh, Michael, you're making a mess over there again.
No, you know what happened?
I do, and I just told you. You're making a mess over there again. Thanks, BJ Pussycat. Yeah, I know. It's really like, gosh, this guy. Concern. Oh, well. Yeah, I know folks who were down around Miami now could not be convinced to leave.
You know, I can't tell your food from frop. Hey, your food looks froppy. I don't want to smoke it because I know what that's like. I've done that many times. You know, you smoke, like, breadcrumbs by mistake or something.
I've never done anything like that.
Oh, you've never done anything wrong, have you?
I've done a lot of wrong things, but not rolling up the wrong shit
You never rolled up the wrong... You never put the wrong shit in a pipe?
Nope.
Maybe you've never been poor. Have you been poor?
No, I was in an orphanage.
Have you ever been desperate? Have you ever scraped out a bowl?
No, I was in an orphanage because I was rich, Michael.
Oh. Wow.
You should have been there. We would have had a good time. Kill your heroes, kill your idols, kill your parents, go to an orphanage.
Well, that was Negative Land, right? Did you ever hear that? Kill your parents... Christianity is stupid.
What's Negative Land?
Kill your parents.
Is that like a negative feedback loop?
I think they said something like that. Yes.
What's Negative Land?
Actually, you know what? I have problems with the title. I don't find that. Do you find their stuff negative at all?
It's a big 10-8 place, right?
Once in a while, but it's mostly pretty fair-minded.
It's a big 10-8 place, isn't it?
Well, I love him. I saw him live in 86 at,
They didn't even exist in 86, did they?
Yeah, they did in the 80s.
I don't think Hoesler got that going on by then, did he?
That's when all the excitement happened, yep. That's when the U2 thing happened.
That was later. U2 was in the early 90s. That was about 91, 92. It was released on SST Records.
Yeah, but I saw them live in the 1980s in a place called Commotion, which no longer exists.
In Boston?
No, San Francisco on...
But you were in Boston.
16th... No. This is the 80s.
Yes.
I was in San Francisco.
In Boston.
No, I wasn't in Boston in the 80s at all.
But you were in Boston and San Francisco.
You can't be. How can you be?
Well,
you mean...
You do all sorts of things that no one else can do.
Are you saying that I am...
You are able to bend time and space.
Yeah, you're saying that I'm entangled. Are you saying I'm entangled with someone
quantumly.
In Boston?
You are quantumly entangled with someone in Boston.
That is weird, Dan.
Something else, eh?
But, you know, they are similar cities in many ways.
I think it's the accent gives it away.
Those I don't have an
similarities.
Accent.
No, the San Francisco and Boston, similar in ways. San Francisco accent, Boston accent.
Right.
It's the same accent.
Well, no. Boston accent is different. I've just lost it. I used to have it. But
I could try
anymore.
And find it for you. We got a flashlight here.
Too late. There. Belongs.
There's
to
that pen again.
Damn that thing! Rest.
Okay, Trivial Pursuit again. Let's go. Come on. Got a question for me?
Oh yes, that's right. You're right. That was a question.
I'm always
that I
right.
Didn't,
you never lie.
I wanted to. I meant to ask. Okay, so.
Okay.
How many
for 5 points.
Of the 50 American states have been named after Indian names?
Ooh. 64? Christianity
is stupid. Okay, that's your one guess. You have two more guesses.
63.
That's your second guess.
Damn it. Really? Fuck. Damn it. This is fuck. Damn it. Utah, Kansas, Arkansas.
I'm sorry. Your time is up.
That wasn't an answer. The answer is a number.
I am
adding them up. I'm to three.
Oh,
I'm continuing.
Oh, you're trying to think about it.
I'm not trying to think about it. I never try. I just
all
do
right,
it. Me and Yoda.
All right, then, we will give you another few moments to consider your choice.
Can I use a lifeline? EJ? EJ, quick, EJ Pussycat, if you can get that on the chat real quick while Michael's not watching and listening, I'll have the answer and I'm going to win this prize and I'll share it with you. Okay, let's see. Utah, that's one. Kansas, that's another one. Dust in the Wind, that's another one. Arkansas, there's another one. Florida, that's one. Massachusetts, yep, there's another one right there. Massachusetts.
I will resort to violence.
So I'm up to seven. What else? New Mexico. Yeah, it's named after Indians, isn't it? No, wait. Huh, no, maybe not. New York? No, not that one. New Jersey. Yeah, no, sorry. Back up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. How many states are named after Native American tribes? Quick.
Or just Native American words, you know.
Or words. Yeah. Oh, you are quantifying this now more than...
No.
You originally said tribes.